Okay. Mari asks of the Kesef Minolam. Mari asks, from where do you know Kesef? So right away, we're bothered. What do you mean, the Kesef Minolam? He started the Masechta by telling us that we learn Kesef out of Kicha Kicha. What's going on here? The Gemara asks the Kesef Minolam. So of course Rashi is coming to answer that. Rashi says, Hacha Iker. Ula'el Agav Gerora Nakitle. This is the main place, the main sugya of Kesef Minolam. And Beis Amid Aleph, Agav, it mentioned Latuitzi Loshin Kingdom Mestis. But Rashi seems to be inadequate to answer our problem. Where do you learn King Kesef from? Someone asks you. How do you know King Kesef? So you know, Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. So here the Gemara says Kesef Minlalan. So Rashi says, you know, before it doesn't count, here it counts. But the Gemara doesn't say Kicha Kicha. It's not the Gemara's teretz. So what's going on? Kesef Minlalan. You learn out Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim and Beis Amid Aleph. And why is the Gemara going into a whole sugya which doesn't bring down Kicha, which is ignoring Kicha Kicha, going to a different limud? What's happening here in the sugya? Dalet Amid Beis gets to it. So what happens? In Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to say, V'tana lai maisi lo mehacha. So what does that mean? It's machlokes. Okay, Yeshua says that there's machlokes Rashi Taisus here and how to learn. He says, Rashi Shita, and it's not a raya from our Rashi, the Rashi is on Dalet Amid Beis. Rashi Shita is that the two sugyas argue. Gemara later says, V'tana ha'maisi le'mahacha. Our Gemara is Rav. Right? The Gemara says, I'm a Rav Yudah, I'm a Rav. V'yad Zachin Amin Kasi. It's a machlek, it's a sugyas. Our sugya learns it out of V'yad Zachin Amin Kasi. That's Rav Shita. And in Dalet Amid Beis, the Taka brings Kicha Kicha as a second opinion. Rashi on Dalet Amid Beis, it's mashma that way. Rashi is going to say on Dalet Amid Beis, Tana Maisel Amehacha, Kedusha Kesef, the Aleph Lahu, Rav Yehuda Le'el, Me'en Kesef. Tana Mekicha Deseyef. So Rashi, it seems, holds that there's a machlaikis between the two sogyas and Lamaisa. If you want to know where you learn Kesef from, it's a machlaikis. Lama the Yom learns out of Kicha Kicha, and Lama the Yom learns it out of En Kesef. That's Rashi Sheet. The Tosfos disagrees. The Tosfos Dibra Maslo the Ema, the first the Ema, the Ema the Dida. The Gemara the Ema the Dida is a little later, but you see from Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, "Ha'karchav le'itzakra." Tosfos says you don't need a pasuk of Ein Kesef. Elo loimer shehem la'af. The Hamik Hachav the Kesef gama kicha kicha. Stay after. So Tosfos learns that you need two drushes. It's not a machlokes. From Kicha Kicha, we taka learn out Kinyan Kesef. That we know from Kicha Kicha. How do you know that it goes to the father? That when the says when she's a ketana or a naira, that it goes to the father. When she's an adult, it goes to her. When she's a ketana or a naira, it goes to the father. How do you know that? So that's Agimara and Kesef Lodin Zavi, Yesh Kesef Lodin Ach. So there's no machlokes according to Tosfos. The two sugyas are fit together. They fit together. Each thing teaches us one step. Kicha Kicha teaches us Kinyan Kesef, and Ein Kesef Lo Din Zeh, Tivat Zachin Amin Kesef teaches us that it goes to the Father. How do you tie Kesef Minole in the beginning of the Sugya? Yeah, how do you tie Kesef Minole in the beginning of the Sugya like Tosfos? How's Tais going to attach the word Kesef and Olam? Huh? According to Tosis, how do you attach it? Kesef minalan. We didn't mention the father yet.
How do you know what happened
to
the
father?
Right.
So kesef minalan means.
No, we wouldn't know that the kesef goes anywhere.
I have to go somewhere. To who? And then Vesul. But isn't that the Vesul? Isn't that the second question? Vesul. I don't know. It seems to be difficulty. I mean, you have to say something, but I don't know how Tysus would fit into the words. Kesef minalan. But at any rate, there are two ways to learn up the sugya, and chayra, there'll be a very big nafkamina between them. And the taicha of kesef kedushin, and I'll explain by discussing another sugya. Until here, it's all in the Pnei Yeshua. There's a sugya of Mekadish B'milva. The sugya is actually two places in the Masechta. It's on Davav Amid Beis, and later on Daf Mem Zayin. Those of you who are learning the second parak, now, we'll get to it, to Daf Mem Zayin. Mekadish B'milva, the Gemara says, Eina Mekudeshes. What does that mean? That means if you owe a woman money, and you tell her, I want to be Mekadish you, with the $100 I owe you, Hariya Makudeshis Lee with $100 I owe you, Hamakadish Bimilva Aina Makudeshis. It's not a good kedushin. Interesting. The Mandi Yomer says Makash Milva Aina Makudeshis on Vavam and Beis is Abaya. Abaya who says it, Rav Nachman Zayin, it's Rav. Seems to be two different memories. Unusually, you should have two memories from two different generations. It's a very unusual thing. Amem Zayin Amar Alf, it says Amar Rav, Hamakash Milva Aina Makudeshis. And Avav Amid Beis, it says Amar Abaya, Hamakash Milva Aina Makudeshis. Abaya was more than a century after Rav. A little strange to have such a two sugyas. But anyway, those are the two sugyas. The Rambam paskins Hamakadosh B'milva Einam Mekudeshes, which is the way both Gemaras are Saisim Lamaisa. However, in Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam says that if you buy karka with a milva, it is a good kedusha. If a person goes and he buys a piece of karka and he tells somebody, I owe you $100, in exchange for $100 I owe you, which I'll now be meichel, I want to buy your karka. So it's a good kinyan. So the Rambam says that by mekach u'memkar, it works. You could do a kinyan with milva. So the Lechem Mishnah, yes, the Stira, he says, why kesef is kesef? You know, you learn to stay Ephraim, and just like by karka, you have kesef, by ishi you have kesef, and whatever the kesef is, Ega should be here. So if kesef works, if milva works by mecher, it should work by kiddush. Now they actually, that's one kasha. There's a second kasha. This first kasha is the Svarah. What? The first kasha is just the Svarah. It's a Svarah that if milva works by kesef, by mecha, it should work here. Why? What's the difference? But there's a second kasha, and that is that the Gemara on Mem Zayin Beferish compares the two. On Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara Beferish compares the kesef of Kenyan to the kesef of Isha. that whatever by Mekadesh B'Milva, the Gemara, the way the Gemara fears Zayis, the Gemara says if it works by Necher, it should work by Kedusha. Gemara says Manashach. If it works by Mecher, it should work by Kedushin. If it doesn't work by Mecher, it shouldn't work by Kedushin. So the Gemara, the Feirish compares it. So there are actually two questions. One question is Api Svara. Kesef is Kesef. Is it Milva Kesef? It's not Kesef. That would be even without the Gemara Mem Zayin. The second problem is that the Gemara Mem Zayin is the Feirish Medama Mecher to. So even if in Svara you can argue with me, you can say Chilukim. But the Gemara Mem Zayin Lamaisa is Medama Milsa Lamilsa. Is Medama Mecher to Kedushin. Lagabe this case, Lagabe Milva. So Mamela, the kind of Kash is the Kash. First of all, let me just be mazbe to you. Why should Mekadesh B'Milva not be good? Why not? Svara. Why should Mekadesh B'Milva not be good? If I give a woman $100, a good kedusha. So she owes me $100. I'm a Mekadesha with $100 she owes me. What's missing? Not giving her anything. Giving her. What? No nesina. What? So the Gemara Mem Zayin says that since Milva Laitza Nitna, which means that if I lend someone $100, it's meant to be spent. So the money's not here anymore. If I lend someone $100, so that money that I lent them, the assumption is that it's gone. The person doesn't borrow money to keep in his drawer. Milva Laitza Nitna. So since Milva Laitza Nitna, there's nothing here now. The handoff she had when she spent it. Right now, there's no $100. She may have a lot of money in the bank, but the money she borrowed, it was borrowed to be spent, and that money now is gone. It doesn't exist. It's a place. And there's nothing with which the Kedusha is taking place. Milva Laitza Nitna. If I would give us $100 to watch, I tell her, here's $100, keep it in your drawer. Then I say, I'll be Mekadesh you with that $100. Vice versa, it would work. Because there's $100. All right, she has to go and take it, or her chatzah could be kainit. However she's kainit, it would work. That's not Laitza Nitna. Now the Gemara says the reason it doesn't work is because of the fact that Milva Laitza Nitna, that a Milva is given for Laitza.
Okay.
What? So the Rishonim say that if he would say Hari Abba Kudeshesli with the Hanoah of the fact that I'm Eichel, it would take a work. What?
Why wouldn't it be without it?
Without it, you'd be in Kasha with the money itself. What? Milva. But they explain that just like if you're a Kaddish woman with Milva Prutum, two things. She's masking for the two. When you're a Kaddish with the Bechila, with the Mechila itself, she's doing it for the money and the Hanoah. So Mimela, you're only giving her, right now you're only giving her one. If you would say Beferish of a Kaddish just with the Hanoah, then it would work. Or if the Hanoah would be equal in value to the Milva, maybe it would work. But Akoponim, the reason is because Milva lights on it. No, and that's the reason that's the Pashtus reason. If you look at Rashi on the Avavam at Beis, Rashi Dibra Maskel Eina Mekudesh. So Mekadesh B'Milva and Eina Mekudesh. Look what Rashi says. See Rashi and Mekadesh B'Milva. Domres Kachi Li B'Milva Shel Visicha Eina Mekudesh. Look what Rashi says. Eina Mekudesh. Why? The kicha mistaya from Gamrinan. Do you have midi b'shas kedushin? We learn kicha out of stay Ephra. And by stay Ephra, he gave something b'shas kedushin. Umilva leitza nitna v'kvar hein shalah. Umaisachay michayev eslan. Why does Rashi stick in the beginning of the Rashi? The kicha mistaya from Gamrinan. Do you have midi b'shas kedushin? Umilva leitza nitna v'kvar hein shalah. Why does Rashi just say milva leitza nitna? Rashi says, Eina Mekudesh is the Kicha Misteya from Gavriel. What do you mean? What does that have to do with anything? And if I wouldn't learn how to stay after, if I learn it out of Ein Kesef Lo Adin Zal V'Yesh Kesef Lo Me'acher, then I would say milv is good, it's no good. So Rashi shouldn't say because kicha b'stei from Gavriel. If I learn out of Ein Kesef, do the same thing. No. Wouldn't be the same. That means something from Kicha that's not there. Zot the Avnei Meluim. This is how the Avnei Meluim learned up the Sugya. Rashi holds that the Gemara on Vav Omid Beis that says HaMakash Milvein Mekudeshes and the Gemara Mem Zayin Omid Aleph argue one with the other. There's a Machloikis, the two Sugyas. The Sugya Mem Zayin is Rav. Rav is our Gemara. Rav doesn't hold the Kicha Kicha. Rav holds that how do you know Kiddushim from Ein Kesef Lo Adin Zal V'Yesh Kesef Lo Adin Acher from our Gemara. Like Rav, that you don't learn it out of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, that it's Stam Ein Kesef Lo Adin Zed, it's Stam Kesef. If it's Stam Kesef, Zot Davni Meluim, then the Gemara Mem Zayin is right, and Mecher and Kiddushin have to have the same exact din. Because it has nothing to do with any limit from one Maisa Shahaya from Stei Ephraim. It's Ein Kesef Lo Adin Zav, or Yesh Kesef Lo Adin Acher. What Kesef? The same thing as Mecher. So the Sugya Mem Zayin Omen Aleph holds that Milva never could do a Kinyan Kesef. Hamikadish Vimilvein Amakudeshes. Aye, what about Mecher? Well, whatever you hold by Kiddushin, you hold by Mecher. Whatever you hold by Mecher, you hold by Kiddushin. If you hold that since Mois Leitzah Nidna, Kesef Leitzah Nidna, so then it doesn't work not by Mecher and not by Kiddushin. And that's the Sugya Mem Zayin. The Sugya of Vav Amid Beis, however, is not going by Rav. Because the sugya on Mem Zayin is Rav, and again, Rashi Shita is, that's a machlokes, where you learn it from. So sugya on Mem Zayin is Rav, he's going with Shitosai, so he also learns from Ein Kesef Lo Adin Zeh, so he holds that Mecher and Kiddushin is exactly the same. The sugya on Vav Amid Beis is going like Abaye. Abaye holds like the Brice of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And he holds that Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim is a limud, that you need the same type of kesef as Ephraim gave. Ephraim gave kesef that was usable right away. Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim requires that it be the same kind of kesef as Ephraim gave. That Ephraim got from Avram, he got kesef that you could spend immediately. Memela, you need kesef that you could spend. Memela. Even Abaye could hold that by Mecher, by Karka, you could do a kinyan with kesef if you want, even with Milva. It could be a works everywhere else by Karka that you could do Milva. It's Dabka Kiddushin, which you learn out of Stei Ephraim. So we need Dumya to Stei Ephraim. Just like Stei Ephraim was kesef that's ready for use. The same thing, Kiddushin needs kesef that's ready for use. Memela umemayit milva. So that according to this explanation of Rashi, it's good that one sugi is Abaye Omar and one sugi is Rav Omar. It's an unusual thing in Gemara, you should have exactly the same emra. One in the name of Rav and one in the name of Abaye. No such thing. But the answer is they're two different memras. Rav lishitosai holds that milva is never good. Not by Mecher, and not by Kedushin. He holds it's never a good kinyan kesef. Abaye holds that for Kenyan karka, milveh is good. By normal Kenyan karka, milveh is a good Kenyan kesef. Even though it's like son, nevertheless, Abaye holds it's good. Aye, by Kedushin. He says, I'm a kash milveh, I'm a kedashef, because we need dumya. By Stay Ephraim, where they gave cash, not milva. So the same thing here, you need cash, not milva. So Mamela, it turns out that Lashitas Rashi, the Abdei Melun says this in Simon Chav Ches, of Katan Tazayim. There's a second approach, very nearly. He says that Rashi holds that it's Taka, a Machlaikis Asugis. So we have Rashi holds two things. He holds it's a machloikis, gimel amid beis, and kicha kicha. Like Rashi says, beferish. That gimel amid beis is ein kesef lo zez, one limut for kesef, and kicha kicha is a separate limut. That's a machloikis. Rav and Tana Maisil and Mahacha, and a braisa. And there's a nafkamina from it. The nafkamina is, if you hold the kardish benilva, enam ukudeshes, does that have to be similar to all kinyani kesef of Mecca? Rav, who learns that if ein kesef ladin zev, yesh kesef ladin acher, holds that it has to be dumya to all kinyanei kesef. The same kesef as everywhere, because he's not learning it out of one particular case. And Abaye, and our sugya of kicha kicha, the Tana Maisi Lamahacha, holds, no, it has to be dumya to stay Ephraim. Just like by Ephraim, it was kesef, which is, we're going to have the expression of hanoah hamizumenes, ready hanoah, you're ready to have hanoah from it. It's something you can have hanoah from right away. So here also, by Kiddushin, you need a hanoah that you can have hanoah from right away. So Lomaisa comes out to be a leirashi, a machlaikis with nafkamina. Now we only know one nafkamina today, the Kaddish Benilva, how it works out. We will have, Mitzvah Hashem, other places where Rashi holds that and the Rambam, it's going to be the Rambam Shita throughout, that Rashi and the Rambam hold that Kiddushin needs a Hanoah, what we call a Hanoah HaMizumenes, an immediate Hanoah that's ready to have Hanoah from. When you kaddish a woman, it's got to be something that you can have anah from. If something you can't have anah from, then it's not a kedushin. Even if technically it could be dine kesef. Mashenkei Taisus, Taisus holds, or even like Rashi, Rav holds, but there's no such restriction. Rav holds that all kesef is the same. So it comes out, it's a machloikis, like Rashi, it's a machloikis between the two sins. Now, this whole discussion, and this explains the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnas Kasha's answer. Why we swear on the Rambam? How could the Rambam hold by Kiddushin and Kaddish Milva Eina Mekudeshes? And he could hold that by Mecher HaKayna Karka V'Milva is Kamlu. So Zakdavim Ulm is not a stira, because they're two different dinim. Kiddushin, we pass him Kicha Kicha, and in Meila Kiddushin has one din and Karka has another din. We said the second kasha, the sugya mem zayin. Right? The sugya mem zayin is medama kedushin to mecher. How could the Rambam be mechalik? It's a gemara that's medama. Teretz is that gemara that's medama kedushin to mecher is Rav. It's the Farish Rav. And Rav taka holds a different limud. He doesn't know the kicha kicha. Well, we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin kicha kicha. And the Mela, since we paskin kicha kicha, we paskin that. That even though I'm a kaddish milva, ain't a mukadesh, I'm a kind of kaka, could be, it's a good kid. This is all an explanation of Rashi. Now, just step back for a minute. Kicha kicha, we discussed on Beis Amin Aleph. How did we explain? What is kicha kicha? You learn what from what? You learn kedushin from what? From the Maisa of Ephraim? How do we explain that based on an hour? Huh? What's the Xerishavim? just from the word kesef. We explained then, in the name of the Kunchasei Shiurim, that we're not learning it out from the story of Ephraim. No. We're just taking the word kesef from there and plugging it in here. That's what the Kunchasei Shiurim said. What was his hechrich to that? What was his raya to that? From a taisvis on daf, from a taisvis by where the Gemara said, how do you know that karka is nikta bekesef? So the Gemara learned it out of a pasuk, so it's bekesef yikna. So Taisa asked, why don't you learn out of Ephraim? So Taisa said, you can't learn it from Ephraim, Ephraim's a guy. Taisa there said, you can't learn kesef out of Ephraim, he's a guy. So Rasha said, how can you learn in Al Gemara anything out of Ephraim, he's a guy. So the Kunchasei Shiurim explained the Marsha's Teretz that Taisus is saying that it's a Tzeres Shava. We just take the word Kesef from there, we plug it in here. We're not learning from the story of Ephraim. We're just learning the word Kesef from there to the word Kesef here. That's Taisus Shita. Now Rashi on Vav Amid Beis is not agreeing with this. Because Rashi on Vav Amid Beis is learning Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, that you need the same kind of kesef as the story of Ephraim. Rashi's learning that just like by the story of Ephraim, you got a type of kesef from which you can have a benefit immediately. The same thing, by Kiddushin, you need a type of kesef which you can have anor immediately. So Rashi and Taisus are arguing, what is the limud of Kicha Kicha? Taisus learns Kicha Kicha, we just take the word Kesef and plug it in here. Rashi learns, no, Kicha Kicha, we're learning Ke'en, the story of Ephraim. Just like the story of Ephraim was a type of Kesef that's usable. Kedushin also needs a kind of Kesef which is usable. Mafukei Milvo, which is not usable. Rashi, Lishitasai. Now Rashi learns out of Stei Ephraim the whole story of Mekadosh B'Milva. So Rashi is very good. The whole Avnei Miluim flows with Rashi Shita. That Mekadosh B'Milva Einu Mekudesh is why. Like Rav, it's the same Kesef as everywhere. Like Abaya goes with Kicha Kicha. If you go with Kicha Kicha, you have a different limud. But Meila, the whole Avnei Miluim makes sense. It all follows. It's a machlokes hasugyos. The two limudim are different. The two sugyos and the Mekadosh B'Milva are different. The whole explanation that I presented to you all flows with Shitas Rashi. Because like Rashi, it's possible to say that the limud of Kicha Kicha is different than the limud of En Kesef. Because En Kesef just tells you Kesef, the word Kesef. And Kicha Kicha tells you it has to be similar to the story of Ephraim. So Mamela, it's a machlaikis, they're two different limudim. Like Rashi, it's very good that they're two different limudim. One just tells you the word kesef, that's Rav. And Kicha Kicha tells you more than the word kesef, the story, what type of kesef. Taisvis Lishitasai. Taisvis holds that even Kicha Kicha is only a limud from the word kesef. Just a limud, the word kesef there goes to the word kesef and that's it. Taisvis Lishitasai doesn't hold like Rashi. He doesn't hold that there's a machlaikas Abaye and Rav. He holds that there's just one limud. There's one limud, kesef. You take the word kesef, you plug it in by kedushin. Whatever kesef means everywhere, it means by kedushin and finished. So Taisvis didn't learn like Rashi. As the Pnei Yeshua says, Taisvis doesn't learn to machlaikas asufis. Why machlaikas? It's the same limud. It's a limud of kesef. So you can kesef kicha kicha, you can kesef and kesef what is that? So Taisus, you need both of them. You need one to teach you Kesef, one to teach you that it goes to the Father. So Taisus could do that, the Shitasai, because the two, both Limudim are telling us the same thing. It's not a Machlaikis, the two Limudim. So Memela, Taisus reconciles the two Limudim that it's no Machlaikis. One is coming for Iker Kinyan Kesef, one is coming to tell you more than that, to tell you that it goes to the Father. Rashi could do that. Because Rashi understood Kicha Kicha as a different limud. Rashi learned kicha kicha means we learn from the story of Ephraim, which means that not all types of kesef work, only dumyat to the story of Ephraim. So memela Rashi learned the two things argue. If you learn out kicha kicha, you learn out one type of kesef, dumyat the story of Ephraim. If you learn ein kesef la dein zeh, so you're learning a different type of kesef. You're learning the kesef which always works, the word kesef which always works, so differently moved. Therefore, Rashi holds that it's a machlokes. So what comes out l'maisa? It comes out of machlokes, which we're going to have a few times in the parak, because the Rambam paskins kicha kicha, and the Rambam goes the way Avni Malum explained. The Rambam goes with Rashi shita. If the Rambam goes with Rashi shita, then we learn out stay Ephraim, and it has to be a kesef which is similar to stay Ephraim. Hashem ken taisvis. Taisvis is going to hold that. Taisvis holds that no, there are no two limudim. We just take the word kesef from there and we plug it in here. So Taisvis sheet is going to be throughout that. What is kesef kedushin? The same kesef as kolatera kula. But I mean, she has to be maskin to it. But whatever is kesef everywhere, it's kesef by karka, is kesef here too. It comes out at a tremendous machlokes. We have a lot of nafkaminas. For example, just an easy example, a matana amanos lahachzer to kedushin, which is a sugya later. If you give someone a matana amanos, they give it back. Does that work by kesef? Yes, everybody holds it works by kesef. A matana amanos lahachzer, you give me something and I have to return it to you later. I'm kind of, you know, if you get a lulav on sukkis, a matana amanos lahachzer, you use it, it's yours, and when you give it back, it goes back. Kind of tonight. Does it work by kedushin? So the Gemara later is going to say it doesn't work. The Rambam will learn that it doesn't work min ha-tayrin by kedushin. The Rambam will learn that it's a din de-raisa, that matanam al-fahasa does not work by kedushin. And other Rishayim will argue. Other Rishayim are going to say, why shouldn't it work? It works by karka. And the other Rishayim are going to learn that it's a gezeira. Matana lahasa is a gezeira atu milva. Because these other Rishayim hold that yemedama kesef of karka to kesef of kedushin. So matana lahasa works for natayra by kesef of karka. It should work by kesef kedushin. So these Rishayim learn that it's a din derabanan. It's a gezeira derabanan. The Rambam l'shitasai. He says, no, we need kicha kicha m'stei Ephraim. We need a similar hanoah of kesef like stei Ephraim. By stei Ephraim, it was not a matana m'nas lahazir. L'maisa arba meir shekel kesef shaloi ha'manas lahazir is worth a lot more than arba meir shekel kesef, which is ha'manas lahazir. So b'meila, it's a different kinyan. If it's a different kinyan, the Rambam holds that it's not dumia de kicha kicha, and it doesn't work. This is an example of a number of dafkamiyas which we're going to have over the next 10 blocks. And the Yisayin HaDavar is this machlaikas. What type of kesef do you need? Do you need the kesef of Stei Ephraim? Or do you need kesef, the word kesef of Kol HaTayrikul? So this is a machlaikas in how to learn this whole Amid. So we have Rashi and Taisvis. Lamaisa, now we're going to learn Rav. Right, like Rashi, this is Shalei Aliba Delchasa, just Rav Shita. According to Taisvis, this is even Ladina. Okay, so the Gemara says Kesef Minolan Vesu Haditna. It's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah Ksuvis Ha'av Zakai Bebitai Biktusha, Bikesa Bishtarvabiya. Minala. A father has a right in his daughter for Hakidushin. In Kesef Shtarambiya. Now obviously this is not talking about a Gedaila, a woman who's an adult. This then applies to a Katana and we'll see to a Nara, to a girl up to 12 and a half years old. The father is Zakai Bibitai. Bikdusha, Bikesa, Bishtar, Bibia. Minola on two things. Minola on the Bikanya, Bikesa. And secondly, Bikesa, Tavuahu. And how do you know that the money goes to the father? They touch it, right? Two things, or it's one thing? The Nalan. Is it two things? Is it two questions or one? One. And two, kesef davua. Is that correct? Or is it one question? No, the mekanya kesef davua. Right? Huh? Two questions or one question? Rashi says two. Rashi says, Rashi says two. Why does Rashi say two? Maybe it's one. So is it fair to say that Rashi's Lashitasa? Rashi holds that this Gemara does not hold of Kicha Kicha. Right? As we said, Yeshua said, Rashi holds the Gemara does not hold of Kicha Kicha. If you do not hold of Kicha Kicha, so Rashi's very good. Two questions. How do you know Kesef? And secondly, how do you know it goes to the father? Right? Rashi Lashitasa. Tosis with Taich. How would Tosis touch you? Well, is it two questions? Tosis, not two questions. Well, according to Tosis, kesef we know, kicha kicha. That's not the issue here. The issue is, minolon, you have to learn this one question, the mekanya bekesef, bekesef davul. The mekanya bekesef, somehow that when she's mekanya bekesef, it goes to the father. How do you know that? Okay, the issue here, the Gemara goes into Kesef. Just the issue here is Shtar and Bia that make a lot of problems. What does it mean that Av gets Shtar and Bia? Av gets Kesef. Money is money. We understand that money is money. What does it mean the father gets Shtar and the father gets Bia? So Tosfos Av Zakei Bebitai is obviously bothered by this. The Yerushalmi's Lashon is Tinach b'kesef u'bishtar b'biyah min olam. That's the Lashon Yerushalmi. What does it mean b'biyah ha'av zaka? So Tosfos says mefarsh b'Yerushalmi sheyesh lo yischus b'biyah shenoistim lo yischar l'kadesh b'biyah. Someone explain? Two line Tosfos is usually easy, right? Not Taisa, Yerushalmi. Taisa just bring Yerushalmi. The father has a right in Bia. What's his right? He gets money.
He gets paid off.
So that's called that he has a right. He's Zakai Biktusha. That's called his Zakai Biktusha. Let's say I make a Shliach. I tell a Shliach, be Makadish a woman for me. The Shliach goes. He doesn't even catch the woman. He says to the woman, you know, you have to pay me, and otherwise I'm not going to do my shliach. So it means the shliach has some kayach in the kedushin? Kayach in the kedushin? He can... If he wants, he cannot do it. But that's a din that he's zakai bebitai bekedusha.
Even the father accepts kedushin. He's only giving her over as kedushin for the money he's there. But he gets kesef.
Yeah, when he gets when the kesef is kedushin, I understand the expression na'av is zakei bebita. He has something in his daughter, but here it just sounds like
the fact that she's leaving him, the fact that she's going with him, he wants to be reversed. The reverse is meaning he goes to she's in kasha bia. He's getting money for the reverse. In fact, he's giving up his daughter to me because Once, let's say, he gives her a
gift, but does that mean the father has a right in kedushin, or it just means the father can blackmail people? You want to marry my daughter? Pay me. Let's say you remember. I'll ask you. Let's say you remember you left your wallet on a payphone out in the street somewhere. So you come over to me, yeshiva, you say, "Can I borrow your car? I left my wallet on the payphone. I have to go get it. I'm going to lose it. I said, I'll only give you my car if you give me $100. So I have a right to do that? So I have a right to do that. So you'll say, I'm Zaka in your wallet. I have rights to your wallet because I can tell you you can't go get your wallet unless you give me $100.
My father has the best interest in his daughter.
He's interested in his daughter. But the right to ask for $100 in order to get to let someone revile her, that's Zakai Bebita? That's a right in the daughter?
Is the right to allow her to be
whoever
he wants to be with?
Whoever?
He chooses to be with.
Yeah, he can sure has a right. But to charge for it?
That's
charge for it?
You're not charging for it.
Tysus is saying he's charging for it. Nice and like Skyla Kaddish Bebia.
You're
being risking the fact, but he's not giving you up the kesef. He could have got X amount of dollars to give me for the kesef. He could have given me the kesef. Did you understand what's bothering me about Taisus? I mean, I don't know, I'm being clear. It's such a dakistic thing. This Reb Chaim is bothered by this. Reb Rafeh brings B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Rafeh is a Simen Gimel. That, what does it mean, Zakai Bebita? So it's a coincidence that people happen to do things that way. I mean, that means he's Zakai Bebita, he has some ownership in his daughter, with this type of thing. What source is it? I mean, if you ask me for someone's phone number, right? So you can't date the girl unless you get the phone number. So Shatan says, I won't give it to you unless you pay me. So Shatan has a Zakai in this person in Bikdusha. So that's not Zakai Bebita. It's not a din that he's Zakai Bebita. It's he can manipulate the system in order to make money. And maybe people used to do it. No? I don't know. What I'm saying is, what Reb Chaim is saying is, Ha'av Zakei Bebitai B'Kedusheha, the Kesef B'Shtar Ubiya makes it seem that the father, it's not just, like Taisa seems to say, you can manipulate the system. You can say, look, the father says, if I don't give you permission, you can't do it, so Mela, I'm charging. That doesn't sound correct. That's pshat. He owns his daughter for her kedusha. What do you mean? Just, if you don't go through him, you're going to get there. That's all. It's you know what I'm saying? But is that a halacha that you have to pay me? It's a din. So it says the only way he can get to this woman is through the father. So it's the only way is through the father. So the father charges. But Bia, you don't have to pay for Bia. If the father's masking, you can do it without paying. But doesn't that sound just like he's creating a new thing of charging for it? Zakai in the way he could choose which way to give over. So it has nothing to do with money. See, Zakai in how Taisus held that Zakai means he gets something. He gets a schus. You're right. If Taisus would say Zakai means he has the right to choose which way to do it, it would be good. But Taisus sticks in nice and lois schar l'kadish v'biyah, that he gets paid in order to agree to give his daughter over to Bia. It doesn't sound like the right, no? Does it sound correct? Yes? But you understand that al pisvara? Rashi may be talking about kesef, so it may not be a raya. So he's saying the word schus implies monetary profit. The mela. You're right. Now how do you understand that? Like, you don't. So you're not very helpful. Yeah, you're right. Rashi's saying it. Yerushalmi really is saying that too. You have a mahalo? Right. So, what's the answer to that?
You think the fact that he could charge something to do
that is a schus? That's a schus in his daughter? Is that a schus in his daughter? Somebody tells me he wants to come into class, he wants to make an appeal for its daughter. So I tell him, you want to make an appeal? All right, you come into class, you make it. If you give me half the money, I'll let you make an appeal. So that means I have a schus in your money, because I can control if someone comes in and gets a donation from you. It's ridiculous. I don't have any schus in your money. I have a schus in who makes a speech in class. I don't have a schus in your money. In the money he gets for bia. Because he's surrendering his right to kesef. Maybe because since he's surrendering, he has a kayach to get kesef. So he's charging for the right to give up kesef. Giving up the right. Maybe that's a mahala. He has a schus mamin in her because he could ask for kesef. So he's giving up the schus mamin. You don't have to charge for it. Yeah. You don't have to charge for it, right? Through his daughter, he can get money. So it's not our loss. It's just telling you, you should know, if the person wants, he could do it that way. It's not a din. I mean, it just happens to be that you can charge people for things that you have care power over. Rav Chaim says, and this is in the Rebbe there, he says clearly that this must mean that the father has a schus mamin in kedusha bita, which is a chiddush. But the father has a schus of money in the bia, in the kedusha bia of his daughter. In the kedusha bia of his daughter, he has an inherent right to money. Rav Chaim goes off to be medame to a sugi in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara talks about the fact that a worker has a right to eat from the food he's working with. The Torah gives a worker, let's say a person works in a wine factory, so he has a right to drink the wine. Let's say a person works in a picking apples off a tree, he has a right to eat an apple. Calls a man a worker is working, he has a right to eat an apple. He has a right to mominess there. The Gemara there clears, the Sugis HaGemara clears, if that right to the money, Gemara clears, is pshat, that it's part of his chiras. The Torah said, when you work for somebody and he pays you $10 an hour, $10 an hour plus food, the food that you're working with. Or Mishamaya Kazahu. Maybe it's not your money. It's a din. It's a halacha that you can eat food. Not your money. It's a din that a worker can eat food. Am I nafkamina? The Gemara says nafkamina, if a person who's working for his boss could say, you know, the food I'm supposed to get, I want my son to eat it instead. If he already has a moministic right to it, the Gemara says, whatever he has a moministic right to, so he can pass on to his son. If you say Mishamaya Kazachi, that he has no mamistika right. It's just a din that you can't stop a worker from eating. So then he can't pass it on to his son. So Zakhtar Chaim, the Gemara is saying that when a worker works, and he could certainly eat, there are two ways to look at it. You could look at it that it's be'etzem a schus money mom and daddy has. Or you could just say, it works out that way. You know, Mishamayim Kazov, there's a halacha that you're not stopping working for meetings, so maybe you could eat. So Reb Chaim is medame that to two ways to look at the mamon and bia. You could learn it's Mishalai Huayichel. He has a right, he has an inherent right to money for bia. Or you could learn that it's just a coincidence, it just works out that way. That since he has a right to give bia, some mainly he can charge. Reb Chaim says, no, it's an inherent right. In the Kedusha Bia, he has a right, Zakai Bebita, he has a right. Now we still have to explain that. Reb Chaim is saying that you should not learn the Yerushalmi that it's just a coincidence. It's not Pshat Yerushalmi. It's an inherent schus in Kedusha Bia that a father has a right to money for Kedusha Bia. It's a din in Kedusha. Now Reb Chaim doesn't explain, or if he does explain, I think you all know that the lashon of the language of Baruch Be'ah is very difficult. It's hard to understand what in the world is he talking about. He has an inherent right to charge. What does it mean? So I'll try to explain it with the mahalas with which we're learning this whole parak. What did we learn on Be'ez HaMelech? Ha'isha Niknus. What do you own? What part of the woman do you own by Kedusha? We said you don't own the Guf HaIsha. So what do we own? So the way we explained it, you own what? Her eligibility, her ishus, her eligibility for marriage. That's what you own. A woman gives it up when she gets married, the eligibility for ishus. That's the thing. It's not a thing that's concrete they can put your finger on, but it's something that we understand. A woman is eligible, and that has a certain value. And when she gets married, she can't marry anybody else. That's what's nichnus. That thing, the eligibility of a woman, belongs to the father when she's a ketana. The father is the one who chooses who she marries and makes her ineligible to marry anybody else. If a father marries off a ketana, she can't marry anybody else. There's a common misconception. People think that if a father marries off a daughter, she can say me when she's 12, say I don't want. That's a mistake. It's only by the Rabbanan. It's only when the mother or the brother marry. When the father marries off a ketana, she's married. She can't be mamayin later. We trust the father to do what's in her best interest. He can marry her off, there's no miyun. So that means he has a right, this nickness, this thing that you're kaina, he has a right, it's his. Perhaps that's what Reb Chaim means, that he could sell. He has a right to charge for it. When someone is buying his daughter, what's he charging for? For the Maisa Bia he's charging? No, he's charging for the Kedushin. He's charging, I own the right to choose who she'll be, who's going to own her Ishus. You want it? I'm charging for it. He owns her right. Her Ishus belongs to the father. So now he could charge. Is that just a coincidence that, you know, you could manipulate someone and say, blackmail them? No. It's something he owns. He has a source in it. So Reb Chaim is saying that you could charge for. Makes a lot of sense. That you could charge for it. It's a source that you own, you could charge for it. That's Kedushin. That's a din and dine Kedushin. Okay, so that's a good question. Why don't we say the same thing by Shtar? So Rabbi Chanan and the Chassam Sofer deal with that, and we're going to deal with that in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. Why with Shtar? Shtar, to say, even before, the Yerushalmi said, Tinach, because of the Shtar. The says before we knew this, Shtar was good. Okay, so what do you get by Shtar? Okay. We'll deal with that in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. But what? Because it's not Kesef Kedushin. It's not being titled a Kedushin. If you want to give Kedushin and be filed Kedushin, you can do that. If you want to be make a Kedushin through Bia, so I have a right to charge for my supposed that I have in the door. Kedushin is being kind of the Ishus, which is good.
So if you're being kind of the Ishus this way, more than the Bia.
Because it's Nachal only with Kesef Shai. There has to be Kesef Kedushin. Why would a person do it? That's a good question. Why would a person do it? I don't know. A person has to give money anyway. Why would he? You know, the taka people wouldn't do it. The father has a right to do it for free. Right? He has a right to not charge and say be mekadesh for B. If he wants, he can charge. He has a right. I'm not saying that the father would have any incentive.
What if the father
So, there's no schus. Well, I was saying, where? At which point does Rashi say that? Because that Rashi, I think, is going on Kesef. I don't think he's going on. That Rashi is not going on Bia and Shtar. That Rashi, I think, is going on Esher Shachim. It just takes it, doesn't give it out. It gives it to her. We'll see the Rashi. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. There's a Yisaydis Dika Avnei Meluim. I would suggest that you get a hold of an Avnei Meluim. If you have one at home, or if you can buy one, we're going to use the Avnei Meluim very much through the next. Through all the sugis of Kedushin, and it's a sefer that's good to get used to using. It's on the Seder Shulchan Aruch, which even in Yitzhak Hashem, you know, one of the hardest things that fellows have when you're out of shiur and you learn on your own, you open up to Yeshua, some sefer, which piece do you look at? You know, if you have a kasha, it makes it easy. If you don't have a kasha, how do you know the Yisaydis? A derech halivud is always to look on the Seder HaShulchan Aruch. On the Seder, you look at a Shach and a Taz and Chashim Mishpat, you look in Ebenezer and in Kiddushin. The Avnei Meluim is a Sefer which doesn't need my Haskama, but it's a Sefer it's good to get used to using for Nashim Bechlau, and Kiddushin especially. And I believe it's Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, this basic Avnei Meluim, which is also in the Ketzais, the Simen Reish Hei, which in Mitzvah Hashem we're going to learn tomorrow.